DW.
Here. Hello.
Joseph Mayo stands in front of an electric fence and calls his chimpanzees. The animals know him well, and after a short time, one of them climbs lazily out of the bushes. It's Poco, one of the oldest males here at 38. He was one of the first chimps to come here. Joseph Mayo and Poco have known each other since the first day the reserve for chimpanzees was established in Kenya more than 20 years ago. Over the years, the two have built a relationship.
It's like a friend, you know, it's like a friend. Poco is a very good chimp. He's good. And he knows me very much because every day we walk around here with him. And I feed him whenever he comes near the house there. And he is good.
A total of 35 chimpanzees live here in the Olpejeto Reserve in Kenya. They have been rescued from terrible conditions around the world, as orphans after their parents have been killed by poachers, or as pets that had to live in cages that were too small, like Poco.
And Poco has he was kept in a bad condition. He was kept in a very small cage for 9 years in Bujumbura, Burundi. When he arrived here, he could only stand up and walk upright because he was in a cage for many years. And he could not walk on foot like normal chimp.
Now they live here in two hordes on an area of about 1 square kilometre. They can walk for hours, sleep in trees, and simply be chimps. Feeding is once a day. The chimpanzees jump excitedly as Joseph throws the rations through the fence, one after the other.
Yeah, well, at least they have names. It's called Z, Mary, Oscar, Saidia, Edward. And there's another two there in that small enclosure. There's two. They escape. Ali. Ali is the smartest one who knows how to coil the wire and jump out of the fence.
Like Saidia, she came here as an orphaned baby chimp and is still afraid she won't get enough food.
Saidia. Okay. You see, they like it. You see, that noise is calling. The others now will come. They know it's feeding time.
Joseph smiles. Saidia, which means help, gets an extra banana, of course.
Saidia, what are you
doing? The chimpanzees need him. They will stay with him as long as they live.
If you take these chimpanzees and release them back in the wild, in the country of origin, where those guys eat them, they can easily kill this because they don't know how to behave like wild ones. They cannot hide themselves in the bush. And it's a better life to be here.
So there's no sign of this reserve disappearing. On the contrary, new chimps continue to arrive. Only last year, a very young animal joined them. It seems Joseph Mayo will be here for a long time with his chimpanzees.
DW.